はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Sachiko here. Lower Intermediate Lesson No. 24 Reunion Part 2. So, Natsuko-san,
here comes Part 2.
Here we go. I'm wondering what's happened to Kinoshita-san, the man that became really handsome.
Mm-hmm. I want to find out the secret.
Right. So, in Reunion Part 1, we just found out that Kinoshita became really, really handsome all of a sudden, and they have no idea why.
Yeah.
I think we're going to find out in today's lesson.
Mm, can't wait.
Let's listen in.
Kinoshita に電話してみようぜ。
昨日あんまり話せなかったしね。
もしもし、木下ですが。やあ、岩尾くん、どうしたの？
おう、木下。いやあ、昨日は懐かしかったな。それにしても、木下の代わりようには度肝を抜かれたよ。一体どうしてたんだよ。その辺、話してくれよ。
はははは、確かに。高校の時の自分とは全然違って映るみたいだね。実はあれからすぐ、世界一周の旅に出たんだ。途中、南米のペルーにある世界遺産のマチュピチュ遺跡で不思議な女性に出会ったんだ。なんと、あのロックフェラー財団の幹部だった人で、その人からありとあらゆることを徹底的に教え込まれたわけなんだ。
え？何があったんだよ。
電話では長くなりそうだから、続きはまた今度会った時に話すよ。
おいおい、気になって眠れないよ。じゃあ、時間があるときに連絡しろよ。
オーケ
ー。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
木下に電話してみようぜ。
昨日あまり話せなかったしね。
もしもし、木下ですが。やあ、岩尾くん、どうしたの？
おう、木下。いやあ、昨日は懐かしかったな。それにしても、木下の代わりようには、度肝を抜かれたよ。一体どうしてたんだよ。その辺、話してくれよ。
ははは、は、確かに、高校の時の自分とは、全然違って映るみたいだね。実はあれからすぐ、世界一周の旅に出たんだ。途中、南米のペルーにある世界遺産のマチュピチュ遺跡で、不思議な女性に出会ったんだ。なんと、あのロックフェラー財団の幹部だった人で、その人から、ありとあらゆることを徹底的に教え込まれたわけなんだ。
え？何があったんだよ。
電話では長くなりそうだから、続きはまた今度会った時に話すよ。
おいおい、気になって眠れないよ。じゃあ、時間があるときに連絡しろよ。
OK。
次は英語が入ります。
木下に電話してみようぜ。
Let's call 木下。
昨日あんまり話せなかったしね。
Sure, we couldn't talk to him much yesterday.
もしもし、木下ですが。やあ、岩尾くん、どうしたの？
Hello, this is 木下。Hey, 岩尾、how are you?
おお、木下。いやあ、昨日は懐かしかったな。それにしても、木下の代わりようには度肝を抜かれたよ。一体どうしてたんだよ。その辺話してくれよ。
Hey, 木下。Wow, it was really a blast from the past yesterday, wasn't it? We were really surprised at how much you've changed over the years. What on earth happened to you? Tell us about it.
はははは。確かに、高校の時の自分とは全然違って映るみたいだね。実はあれからすぐ、世界一周の旅に出たんだ。途中、南米のペルーにある世界遺産のマチュピチュ遺跡で、不思議な女性に出会ったんだ。なんと、あの、ロックフェラー財団の幹部だった人で、その人から、ありとあらゆることを徹底的に教え込まれたわけなんだ。
Yeah, well, I guess I've changed a lot since high school. Actually, right after graduation, I took a trip around the world. I stopped by Machu Picchu, the World Heritage Site in Peru, and met a mysterious woman.She was a senior official of the Rockefeller Foundation, and she taught me a lot of things.
え？何があったんだよ？
Really? What happened?
電話では長くなりそうだから、続きはまた今度会った時に話すよ。
Well, it's kind of a long story, so I'll tell you the rest when we meet.
おいおい、気になって眠れないよ。じゃあ、時間がある時に連絡しろよ。
Hey, now you got me so curious, I can't sleep.Well, call me when you have the time.
Okay.
Got it. So, Natsuko-san, どう思いましたか？
かえって謎が深まった気がします。
It's become more mysterious.
Mm-hmm. What was he doing in Machu Picchu?
I have no idea. And why would someone come back really, really handsome after being in the ruins? And he talks about meeting a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Machu Picchu, by the way?
No, unfortunately not.
Yeah, I've been dying to see that place, but it's just a little bit too far from Japan, isn't it?
It's right at the opposite side of the globe.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
So how many hours by plane would that be?
I can't imagine.
Okay, let's check out today's vocabulary. Natsuko-san, 一つ目お願いします。
どぎも。
Nerve, spirit. So in the conversation, we use the word どぎもを抜かれたよ。
Yes, I think that's the most common expression using this word.
Great. And it means shocked,
yes,
or surprised.
Quite shocked.
Right. So the literal translation would be that your internal organs and your heart were plugged out, pulled out.
Yes.
It's pretty like gory, that. Isn't it?
So it's an expression used for when you're really, really
shocked.
Surprised. Yeah.
Right. Like your eyeballs just popped out of their sockets out of shock.
Like
we say that in Japanese, don't we? 目ん玉が飛び出る。
Oh, yes.
Your eyeballs just popped out of your socket.
Yes. So it has the same nuance, isn't it? It's like at the same level.
It is, isn't it? Next vocabulary, please.
世界一周。
Round the world trip. Globetrotting.
This expression is actually divided into two words, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first one, 世界,
means world.
Uh-huh. And the second one, 一周.
That means once around.
Yes.
So together, it's once around the world.
Yes.
Round the world trip.
Mm-hmm. So 一周 can be used for other things too, right?
Right. For a running track.
Mm-hmm. トラックを一周する. Oh, yes. It can be used as a verb too. 一周する.
To do one round or one lap.
世界一周する.
To take a trip around the world.
Mm-hmm.学校内を一周する。
We did that a lot in junior high. Mm-hmm. Whenever someone got in trouble, we'd all have to take responsibility together.
Wow.
So we all had to run together. Okay, next vocabulary, please.
不思議
Wonder, miracle, strange, mystery, marvel, curiosity. Wasn't there a TV program called 世界不思議発見?
Oh yes, that's one of the very popular programs.
So that could be translated as discovering the mysteries of the world.
This word can be also used as na adjective. 不思議な.
And that can be used for a person or a situation?
Anything.
Anything.
Almost anything.
不思議な世界。Mm-hmm. It's a mysterious world out there.
不思議な話。
Ah, very, very true. Okay, next vocabulary, please.
徹底的。
Thoroughness. Now, if you wanted to say thoroughly, what would you say?
徹底的に。
So if I wanted to say thoroughly investigate something, what can I say?
徹底的に探す。
To thoroughly investigate or thoroughly search. And the last vocabulary, please.
遺跡。
Historic ruins, remains, relics. What would you say are some of the better known Japanese ruins?
There are not many, but I've heard of Yoshinogari Iseki.
In which prefecture is that?
I believe it's in Saga.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in junior high, we took a trip to see the kofun, the old burial grounds in Nara prefecture, because I lived in Osaka and it's pretty close by. That was amazing.
That's also a very ancient ruin.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's kind of shaped like, what would you say? It's
keyhole.
Like a, yeah, it's like a, yeah, it looks keyhole. Like a keyhole if you look at it from the sky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a circular, like a round shape and a triangle stuck together to look like a keyhole from the top.
And it's really huge, isn't it?
It's huge, yeah. 懐かしいですね、これは。Okay, let's look at today's grammar point. 何々して。夏子さん、どうやって使うんでしょうか、これは。
This is used when attaching auxiliary verb to する verbs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, する becomes して, and the auxiliary verb comes after.
So, if you look at our conversation, the first line is, 木下に電話してみようぜ。Let's give 木下 a call.
Mm-hmm. So, auxiliary verb 見る is attached to 電話する。
To become, let's give him a call.
Mm-hmm. So, 電話する, する becomes して, and 見る is attached. 電話して見る. Try and, a call.
Try giving him a call. And what's the other example we see in our conversation? The second to last sentence is, じゃあ時間があるときに連絡してくださいよ.
Yes, this one's also the same. The auxiliary verb ください is attached to 連絡する。する becomes して and then ください。
So please give me a ring、mm-hmm. or please contact me.
Yes. It's actually an expression used very often in business scene, isn't it?
That's true, that's true. So after you've held a meeting and you decide what you're going to do for the next step,、mm-hmm. you wrap up the meeting with じゃあ連絡してください。
Yeah.
We can also use this in emails a lot too.
Of course.
Yeah.、
Mm-hmm.
So let me know when you find out this and that.、
Mm-hmm.
よく使いますね。So be sure to check out JapanesePod101.com to get the PDFs on this lesson and also to review part one of Reunion.
それじゃあまた今度。
お疲れ様。
お疲れ様です。
木下に電話してみようぜ。
昨日あんまり話せなかったしね。
もしもし、木下ですが。やあ、岩尾くん、どうしたの？
おう、木下。いやあ、昨日は懐かしかったな。それにしても、木下の代わりようには度肝を抜かれたよ。一体どうしてたんだよ。その辺話してくれよ。
はははは、確かに高校の時の自分とは全然違って映るみたいだね。実はあれからすぐ世界一周の旅に出たんだ。途中南米のペルーにある世界遺産のマチュピチュ遺跡で不思議な女性に出会ったんだ。なんとあのロックフェラー財団の幹部だった人で、その人からありとあらゆることを徹底的に教え込まれたわけなんだ。
え？何があったんだよ。
電話では長くなりそうだから、続きはまた今度会った時に話すよ。
おいおい、気になって眠れないよ。じゃあ時間がある時に連絡しろよ。
オーケー。